There's the latest song from Aaron Enderlin. It's called I Do It Different. And we'd like to welcome back to the Big Red of the Morning Show our friend Aaron Enderlin. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you? How are you doing? Last time we talked to you, it was a little warmer here. And I know you're coming up to this. I know you said you were born in Arkansas, but are you ready for the cold here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, and luckily my husband is going to come up with me next week. He's from Canada, so he's going to be my chauffeur.
For him, this is going to be like summer.
Yeah, he'll probably like wear, you know, Birkenstocks or something.
He'll be out here in shorts, exactly. Well, when we last spoke to you, Aaron, you were getting ready for your EP release party for Barroom Mirrors. I think you were doing a show at 3rd and Lindsley, if I could remember right. And we've been playing a lot of tracks off it here on Iron Country with a lot of great response. How's the response to the new EP been for you?
It's been great. You know, I tried a little something different with recording that EP. I kind of started recording it when, you know, everybody was kind of, all the shows were shut down. And I was like, well, look, I've got to do something creative and fun. It feeds my soul and spirit. So I called a friend of mine who has a studio over here that I went to college with. And just went in and started laying down some tracks. And I'd always wanted to play guitar on some of my stuff, even though, you know, all the players down here, you'd never want to show your face playing in front of them. But got to do that, and it was really cool to have that experience. And just loved how it came together. Got to have some really cool friends and folks on the record with me. Janae Flainer played on everything, and, you know, she's just blowing everything up right now, being musician of the year for CMAs and ACMs, and she's from Arkansas too, and that was really special always to get to play with her. And just, you know, gotten to play the Opry a couple of times with it. Just love it.
Well,
kid in the country music candy store.
Exactly. You know, we're very excited that you're coming to the Room at Boxcars Pub and Grub coming up this Wednesday night, the 9th. Tickets are available for those of you listening. 608-676-1149 is that number. For most of us here, this will be the first time getting to see an Aaron Enderlin show. Well, what can our Iron Country family expect when they come on over to the Room?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a storyteller, so I'm sure I'll go right off track and tell some good stories between songs. I've got a couple new ones that I've been working up. So it might end up being the first time I've played those in person.
Wow.
So that'll be cool. Always enjoy that. And, you know, I think that, you know, I like sad songs. It's true. So there'll be a good portion of those. There'll be some drinking songs, some cheating songs, maybe a murder song or two.
Right out of the Haggard playbook.
Yeah. Yeah, as my friend Kayla says, the country music food groups.
There you go. Well, you know, I know that you've written a lot of songs for other artists. And from talking to other songwriters, they always say their songs are like their children. Now, I got to ask you, is it hard for you to hear someone else put their own twist on one of your songs?
It's really not for me. I know I've heard, you know, some writers feel different. But to me, I mean, I've done my part of it. It's cool to know that somebody else digs what you've written enough to want to put their own twist on it. And, I mean, I guess also I've been really lucky. Pretty much all of the songs I've had recorded have been by, you know, heroes. So I'm not going to be complaining about that. I mean, I just got 3 cuts on Gene Watson's new record, and I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I hope he just bends all those notes to where they were supposed to go.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, I heard a song the other day that I wanted to talk to you about, a song called World Without Willie, which I think is the scariest thing that I've ever thought of. Now, I'm a big Willie Nelson fan, and I can tell that you are, too, just from listening to the song. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a chance to work with Willie? I mean, I had the chance to sit on his bus once, and that was a life-altering moment.
Willie, my first record, which was a record, was Waylon Willie, and the first song I learned to play was On the Road Again. And I do want to clarify with that song, it's more of like an alternate universe. If we lived in an alternate universe where Willie Nelson never sang country music.
Okay. Yeah, I just love all the song titles in it.
Yes. Well, I got to go out and tour with Willie for 3 months. So they paid me to go to a whole bunch of Willie Nelson concerts.
Nice.
And watching him every night, I mean, it was just insane, to think about the characters that he and songs that he had brought into the country music lexicon, I can see those folks in my mind so clearly, and to think about, he just created those characters out of nothing.
Yeah, he
It's
is
just really wild to me. I love it.
he is something special, and he is an American treasure. I know that you just talked about playing the Grand Ole Opry a couple times with your barroom mirrors. Now I know you've played there a couple times. I always ask everybody that I have on the show to tell me what it was like the first time you got to stand in the circle at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh man. Well, I guess technically the first time I stood in the circle, I was 16 at Fanfare.
Wow.
Because, I had to do the tour. Had to do the tour and get your picture made in the circle and everything. I worked at the Opry for a couple of years. I guess about a decade ago now. I was kind of at a place in my career where I was kind of trying to figure out what I needed to be doing. And, sometimes the business of music can mess a little bit with the heart of it. So I would go and write during the day, and then I'd go be a hostess at the Opry, which didn't start till about 3:30. And it was so cool to just get to see everybody sing. And there were so many other hosts and hostesses who'd been working there since the 1970s. They had so many great stories and just felt like a big family. So for me, when I got to stand in that circle for the first time, I think I might have passed out, except for the fact that it was like I had my whole family out there in the audience. Like all the hosts and hostesses have been, telling everybody who came in, like, this is our friend, this is our girl. You gotta clap for her. And so I just felt a lot of love. I don't know if I've ever. I think I could have floated.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, on your new EP, I hear that you did the duet with Terry Clark, and I guess my one question is, if there was one artist that you could do a duet on one of your songs with, who would it be?
Oh man, that I haven't done one yet with
Yeah.
probably Willie or Dolly.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, that's too good. That's two pretty good duet partners. That is unreal. Well, as a songwriter, what is the one song when you hear it, Aaron, that you go, damn, I wish I'd have wrote that?
Poncho and Leslie.
Really? The Townes Van Zandt
Yeah.
classic? Yeah. It's all
I
good.
got to see Merle and Willie sing that one time live down in Texas. And it was so cool. And then I actually got to get up and sing with them after
Really?
that, which was one of the coolest moments of my life.
Wow, that is unreal. Well, we are looking really forward to seeing you coming up this Wednesday night at Boxcars. You can get your tickets at Boxcars right now. They are located on Allen Street in Clinton. You can also call over there. Operators are standing by 608-676-1149. And hopefully we'll see you here in Iron Country in the studios next week, Aaron. And I guess my question, like we
Yeah.
always do for every artist, is we always give you the choice. Which song do you want us to play out of this interview?
Ooh, of my songs or someone else?
Well, I think we should play one of your songs.
Okay, one of mine. How about Somebody Shot a Whiskey? I'm kind of digging that one right now.
All right. Well, Aaron Enderlin, we are looking so forward to seeing you next Wednesday here in Iron Country, and safe travels, and we look forward to seeing you.
All right, I'll put my snow boots on.